paragraph A, וזה בחינס הספשת סנבו הנעל, שזויכנו על ידי הכבויד, שנסגל על ידי שיועץ נמי הדס, ונסתקנו למחיץ הספרוסה של המויח, שמחינס תפנס הסוכה. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman is going to tie together a few of the different concepts that are mentioned in Likutei Moran there. Hispashta Sanavua, Kovoid, the Meimei Hadas coming out of the Sitra Achra, and setting up these Mechitzois Prusois of the Moyach to keep out bad thoughts which correspond to the walls of the Sukkah. These Mechitzois Prusois, these three barriers of the Moyachin, correspond to the three walls of the Sukkah. Ki mebechina Sukkah, Mishom mekablim ruach hakodesh, ruach hanavuah, because we know that it's brought that from the sukkah we draw ruach hakodesh, nevuah. Ki sukkah hi bechinas shesocho baruach hakodesh, kemavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'simen chof aleph. The word sukkah is miloshin to see with ruach hakodesh. It says by Sarah imenu, by Avram Avinu and Sarah, it says avi milka va'avi yiska. So the Gemara says that why was she called Yiska? Why is it called Yiska? Shesocha beruach hakodesh, which Rabbein Azal speaks about in Torah Chafalev. Kishir sukkah asorat tfochim lomdu Rabbi Seinu Zal meakruvim shoyu soichichim bechanfeyem ala kapoiris shemisho mekablim ruach nevua. Because the height, the minimum height of a sukkah, which is 10 tfochim, our rabbis learn out in the Gemara from the Kruvim, the cherubs that were soicheach, that covered with their wings over the covering of the Oroim. Shemisho mekablim ruach nevuah. And we know that's where Moshe Rabbeinu received his prophecy from. Kamoshe kosu vayishmas hakoil mibein shnei hakruvim. That he heard the voice of Hashem from between those two cherubs. And they're called soichechin b'chanfeim. They cover with their wings, just like the sukkah is soichech, covers us. Vayidei ruach nevuah nizbarer hamedameh. And when there is a flow of nevuah, then the medameh is corrected. Medameh means fantasies. Medameh means unclarity, confusion in a sense. Vayidei zeh zoichin lemunah. And when the medameh is eliminated, when we're zoichet to be mesakeh in the medameh, then we're zoichet to a pure emunah. Venizgale chidish oilam, and it's revealed the renewal of the world. Vezoichen lechasodim, vezoichet echesed, shaydeze ye chidish oilam losib, which is what's going to bring about the renewal of the world in the future. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, lahagid baboiker chazdecho v'emunoscha baleilos. This chesed, which is going to rebuild a new world. Bechinas oilam chesed yibone, v'chol zeu bechinas sukkah, and all of this is tied into the sukkah. Kimishom horuach nevuah, because that's where this ruach nevuah comes from. Shaydezeh mizbarer hamedame v'amuna, which is what clarifies the medame and the emuna. V'zeh b'chinas sheina b'sukkah. With this, we could understand the great importance of sleeping in the sukkah. Ki hamedame hu b'chinas sheina, because medame is associated with sleep. She'oz mistalei kasechel, when a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down. Venisha rak medame, and all that's left is a little bit of sechel, which is medame, the fantasy, the imagination, which a person dreams with. Va'oz basheino b'chinas medame, and then during sleep, which is the concept of medame, ikur birur v'tikin hu emuna. That's when the main clarification and correction of emuna takes place. Kimavur b'mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in other places in his forum. Bechinas chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecho, as the pasuk says that we're renewed in the morning, and then there's this great increase of emuna. V'alkein chiyuv lishon basuka kedei lesakin bechinas hamedama shaydeze mizbar v'nestakin emuna kanal. This is why it's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, in order to correct the medame and thereby correct the emuna. Because through sukkah, which is the source of nevuah prophecy, it says, that's what leads to the tikkun of medame and emuna. Paragraph of, and this is why the main part of the sukkah, which is the schach, is made from the psoilus, from the waste matter of the goyren and yekev, of the crops. Psoilus Goren Vyekev, who Bechinas Medame. That waste matter of the Goren Yekev is similar to the concept of Medame. Vze Bechinas Shetzricha Liyos HaSukkah Tzilsam Rube Mechamsa. And this is also why the Gemara tells us that in the Sukkah, there has to be more shade than sunlight. Ki chamo ze bechinas ha-seichel, kemuva b'simen aleph. The sun is the concept of seichel. As Rabbi Nathal writes in the first term of the Kutimran, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Aleph in the Kutimran, in the first half. Ve'tzel hamach shichoy ra-shemesh ze bechinas emuna. And the shade, which hides the light of the sun, that's the concept of emuna, bechinas sheino, bechinas medame, the concept of sleep, medame. Ve'ikar yediyas Hashem yisporach hu rak al yedei bechinas emuna, ki yadua. And the main ability to really get to know Hashem is through emuna. Ve'ze bechinas Hashem tzilcha. This is what the pasuk says, Hashem is your shadow, your shade. Ki ef shelo das mi Hashem yisporach ki mal yedei bechinas emuna, shebechinas laila, bechinas tzel, bechinas medame. Because it's impossible to really get to know of Hashem other than through emuna, which is nighttime, which is the shade, which is medame. V'al kein hasukah shebechinas nevuah v'ruach hakodesh kanal, shal yedei ze mizbar ha-medame v'emuna. And therefore the sukkah, which corresponds to nevuah and ruach hakodesh, through which we're zeichet to clarify the medame and the emuna, al kein tzricha liyos tzilsa merube mechamsa. This is why in the sukkah there has to be more shade than sun. Ki ikar ha-hasoga v'hayediyah zeichin rak al yedei emuna b'chinas tzel. Because our main ability to understand Hashem and to get close to Hashem, to get to know Hashem, is only through emuna, through the shade. This is why it's so critical to clarify, to be mesakein the medame, which is this shade. And this is why the schach had to be made bedafka from the cheap part of the goren and yekev, ze b'chinas medame, which corresponds to the medame, shu b'chinas koyach ha-behemius, which is associated with the behemius, the animalistic instinct in us, bechinas psoilas goren v'yekev shu meichel behema. That's usually what you feed to the animals. Ki hu achilo hu bechinas das, because eating is associated with das. Ki hamoyach kefi hu achilo kamuv makamachar, because Rabbein Azal tells us in the Kutimran that a person's consciousness is related to their eating. There are certain foods that make you tired. There are certain foods that make you alert. There are certain foods that get your thought thinking working better. Umaychal odom ze b'chinas das, shugeder odom. Human foods that are usually prepared for humans, they correspond to das, which is the geder of man. Upsoiles uachila, whereas the chaff, those things which usually are not given to human beings to eat, but rather they're given to animals, like the psoilis goren viekev, ze b'chinas medame, shikoy ha-behemius, kemuvo machmacher. That corresponds to medame, which is more related to animals than to humans, because animals have a koyach hadimyoin. They don't see things as clearly, they don't understand things as clearly as human beings. Their das is referred to as medame. Sheshom ikar habirur kiyadua. That's what requires the greatest tikkun, the greatest biro, the greatest sorting out. Vaydeze ikar birur hu emuna. And when a person is zeicha to do a real birur hamedame, then there's zeicha to birur hu emuna, to clarify the emuna. V'alkein hasukah hu mipsoilas goren v'yekev. This is why the schach of the sukkah had to be made specifically from the psoilas goren v'yekev, which corresponds to behemius, medame. Shehi ikar haschach, that's the main schach. She'al yodo itzilsa merube mechamsa. And the job of the schach is to make sure that there's more shade than sunlight in the sukkah. That corresponds to the sorting out and clarifying of the medame and the emuna. Paragraph Zion. ועל ידי הוא אמונו זריך לנו בחינס הסקפצוס החסודים של יודום יחיד שאילם לא עושה. Through תיקון הוא אמונו and שלימוס הוא אמונו, we are זריך to a gathering of חסודים which will lead to Hashem renewing the world, the renewal of the world of the future. בחינס להגיד בבויקר חסדךו ואמונוסך בלילויס. That בויקר is referring to the בויקר of the future, when Hashem will display the great chesed. וזה בחינס סוכה, and that's what סוכה is about. סוכה is an עניין of חסודים. כי סוכה הוא בחינס חסד כידוע, בחינס חיבוק יד ימין כידוע. Because the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the סוכה as a display of Hashem's חסד. כביוכל Hashem hugging us with his right hand. There's a פוסק, וימינוי תחבקני. כביוכל Hashem hugs us with his right hand, which the Zohar Kodesh says that פוסק refers to סוכה. שעוז בסוכס מסקפצים כל החסודים כמבור בכוונויס. סוכס is a time when all the חסודים gather together, as is brought in the כספי אריזל. וידי הסקפצוס כל החסודים יחיד שאילם. And when there is a gathering of these חסודים, this is what brings about חידש אילם. בחינס אילם חסד יבונה. As it says, the world will be rebuilt with חסד. ועל כן סוכה מרמז על חידש אילם כמובה בספורם. And this is why it's brought in Sforim that Sukkah is a remez to the renewal of the world, the coming of Moshiach. She Sukkah merames al almadosi. Sukkah is merames on Olam Haba. Ki Olam Haba mechuna b'shem Sukkah. Olam Haba is referred to as a Sukkah. Kama shekosav, as the Pasuk says, v'sukkah tihye letzel yoimam. The Sukkah will be like a shade for us by day. V'al kein omer Torah, and this is why the Torah says, Tzei mi diras keva v'shev b'diras aroi. That when it comes to the Yontav of Sukkos, we leave our permanent home and we go out into our temporary home, the Sukkah. Lirmoiz al chidish oilam. This is a remez for the world of the future. She'ein kviyus lo'olam hazeh chas v'shalom. We're being reminded that none of us are in this world permanently. Oilam haba is not permanent. But rather Hashem created this world that we're in now, new, brand new, something from nothing. And Hashem is going to renew the world again in the future. This is what Sukkah reminds us. Temporary dwelling. Temporary, not permanent. Nimtzo shesukah meramez al chidush olam losid lavoi shoz niske leishe basukah shelav yosin. Besukah yisanan yakovoi. The sukah reminds us about the renewing of the world in the future when we're going to sit in the sukah of the levyosin. The sukah of the special miracle clouds. Bechinas v'sukah tihye letzel yoimam, as we quoted the pasuk. And this is why the Gemara tells us that all the other nations, when they're going to want in the future to share in the greatness of Klal Yisrael, yisnasu b'mitzvah sukkah. They're going to be tested through the mitzvah sukkah. Kamo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, ki almadosi hu b'chinas sukkah kanal. Because oilam haba is the concept of sukkah. Paragraph Ches. כי סוכה הוא בחינס תפנויס ומחיסס המויכין שזויכנה להיות מלשמירס הבריז שעידי זה זויכנה בחינס קובויד, בחינס נבוא שעידי זה נסבר המדם הכנל שעידי זה זויכנה לאמונה שעידי זה מסקפצים החסודים וזויכנה לחידש אוילם שיהיה לא עושית וכל זה הוא בחינס סוכה כנל רב נוסן זל just reviewed again the 7 or 8 different inyonim that Rabbein Zal mentions over there in Likut Imran. Mechitzos, prusos, the walls of the sukkah, correspond to the moichin, which are like walls to keep out bad thoughts, through which we're zocheh to kovoid, through which we're zocheh to nevua, biror hamedame, tikkun ha'emuna, hiskaptzus hachasodim, chidush olam shelosid. All of that is tied into the sukkah, as we showed just before. Va'oz yisar ha'shir shalosid, and then will be activated the song of the future. Shehu shir poshut kofel meshulash marubo, sheyisnagin el ayin beis nimen, b'chinas chesed kanal. V'zeh b'chinas ha'simcha shel sukkahs, k'mo shomrim zman simchosenu. Now you know why sukkahs is associated with simcha, zman kimishom ikar kol ha'smochay sheboilam, shekulam nimshachin b'chinas ha'simcha sheyilosid. Where does all the joy that we experience in this physical world come from? It's a taste of the joy of the future. Bechinas ki besimcha seitzeyu, as the pasuk says, with simcha you will exit from exile from this physical world. Bechinas salsan v'simcha yasigu, as the pasuk tells us that in the future we will achieve salsan and simcha. We'll reach salsan and simcha. Ki oz yisar chedva v'niguna bi'alma be'eis sheyisar bechinas shir chodesh nal. Because then they will be awakened, joy and song in the world. Bechinas shir chodesh, that new song of the future. V'alkein machma shebesukas zoichin sheyisar shir anal shemisham kol asmochos alkein uzman simchaseinu. And because of the fact that on Sukkos we're zoiche to activate that song, which is the source of all simcha, that's why Sukkos is called Zman Simchaseinu. V'zeh b'chinas simchas beis ha-shev anal. V'ayidei anigin anal, ayidei zeh g'deilim kol ha-rechos v'ayiroi shem mezoyne d'shmoso, shayidei zeh nechna mezoyne d'gufa, v'ur anal. And as Rabbi Nezal says over there in Likutei Moran, through this nigun is what supports the rechos, the smells, and the yirois, which are the mezoyne d'shmoso. And when the mezoyne nishmasa gets stronger, the mezoyne de gufa goes down. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvas achila b'sukkah. This is the whole concept of why it's so important to eat in the sukkah. Shezeh ikar mitzvah sukkah. That's the main mitzvah in the sukkah. K'aydei mitzvah sukkah. Shaydei zeh zoichu l'koyel anigin anal. Shb'chinas ha'koyel kol Yaakov. Haydei zeh nichna ekev esav. Shu ekev de sitrachra. Shemizgaber al yidei hu achila. Shu mezoyne de gufa. Because through that koyel nigin, which is the Koel Yaakov, Rabbi Nezal says over there in the Likutei Moran, we are machnia, the Ekev Esav, which is the Ekev of the Sitra Achra, which gets strength through Achila. Rabbi Nezal there quotes the Pasuk, Oichle Lachmi, Higdil Olai Okev. Those who eat my bread, they strengthen their Okev against me, referring to Esav, the Ekev of the Sitra Achra, which corresponds to Mezoyne de Gufa. Ki zoichin al yidei ha-koil hazeh lebechinas reyach, shu mezoyne de nishmasa, because through this koil of kedusha, we are zoiche to the reyach, which is associated with the neshama, soul food. Vaidei, valkein yecholin lechol b'kedusha, sheti achila bechinas mezoyne de nishmasa. And when there is this tikun horeyach, when there is this koil of kedusha, then our eating is no longer mezoyne de gufa. Our eating is on a higher level. Our eating is soul food. It's mezoyne de nishmasa. V'alkein mitzvah lechol basukah. This is why it's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Ki oz hu achila bebechinas mezoyne de nishmasa, aydei mitzvah sukkah, shal yodo zoichin koil anigin anal, shal yodo gdelin kol areches kanal. Because through the sukkah, which is this nigun of kedusha, which nourishes these reichos, through that we zeicha to this achila de kedusha. Our eating is kedusha. Valkein sukkah b'bchinas Yaakov, and this is why sukkah is associated with Yaakov Avinu. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'Yaakov nosa sukkoiso. Yaakov Avinu traveled to sukkos. Ki sukkah hi bebechinas hakoil koil Yaakov, shehi koil anigin anal kanal. Because the sukkah corresponds to this voice of Yaakov Avinu, which is the sound of that special song, that song of the future, that song that nourishes the reichos and the yirois, etc., as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran.